Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely.
Today, we are peeling back the layers on a sign that's often misunderstood.
Okay.
Leo men.
Right.
We've all heard the stereotypes, the boisterous charmer, the life of the party, but our source today suggests there's a fascinating complexity beneath the surface.
Yeah.
It's so easy to mistake a Leo's natural warmth and charisma for simplicity.
It's true.
But just like the sun they're ruled by, Leos have hidden depths.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
And that's exactly what we're exploring today with this article, Do Leo Men Hide Their Feelings?
Okay.
It jumps right into this idea that Leos aren't always the open books they seem.
Right. And that's where things get interesting.
Mm.
The article points out that while Leos are ruled by the sun, all about outward expression, they're also deeply affected by their need for validation.
Right.
There's this almost paradoxical fear of vulnerability at play.
It's like they're trying to balance this inner sun with the fear of getting rained on.
Right.
Right. So how does that actually show up in a Leo man's behavior?
Well, the article gives a really telling example.
Okay.
It suggests that when a Leo man seems less energetic or passionate than usual,
yeah,
it's often mistaken for him just having a bad day.
Yeah.
But in reality, it can be a sign of deep-seated insecurity.
That's such a good point. It reminds me, you know what, never mind. We'll save that story for later, okay? But it is easy to misinterpret those subtle shifts in a Leo's energy.
Yeah.
And the article really digs into how central pride is to understanding them.
Absolutely.
Because
pride is often seen as a negative trait, but for Leos, it's more like an internal compass.
Mm.
Vulnerability can feel like a loss of control, which is why the article uses that powerful image of a lion with a protective shield around its heart.
Okay, that visual really stuck with me.
Yeah.
But what's behind that shield? Is it past heartbreak?
Mm.
Societal expectations of masculinity?
Mm.
Or something else entirely?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's probably a combination of factors. We know Leos craze validation. So early experiences where their vulnerability wasn't received well
mm-hmm.
could definitely contribute to building those defenses.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So we've got this complex interplay of pride, a need for validation, and this fear of vulnerability.
Right.
No wonder it can be tricky to decipher what's really going on with a Leo man emotionally.
Yeah.
And that's why the article dives into some telltale signs that a Leo man might be hiding his true feelings.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about those signs.
Sure.
The article calls it, How to Tell if a Leo Man is Hiding His Feelings. And I have to say, some of these were pretty surprising.
The first one that really jumped out at me was moodiness.
Right. You'd think the sign ruled by the sun would be immune to a bad mood.
Exactly.
Wouldn't you?
But the article suggests that for Leos, those unexpected dips in mood can be a major red flag.
Mm.
It's almost like their internal sunshine is momentarily behind the clouds.
So instead of the usual vibrant energy, maybe they're a bit withdrawn
right.
or quieter than usual.
Precisely. And this ties back to what we were discussing earlier about pride.
Okay.
If a Leo man is feeling vulnerable or insecure,
mm-hmm.
retreating into himself might be his way of regaining a sense of control over his emotions.
It's like they need a moment to regroup before they can shine their light again.
Yeah.
Speaking of retreating, the article also mentions that going quiet can be a sign that a Leo man is struggling with his feelings.
Which seems counterintuitive at first, doesn't it?
It does.
After all, Leos often love to be heard.
You think of a lion and you think of that powerful roar.
Right.
But this really speaks to the complexity of the sun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine a lion choosing to conserve its energy, observing silently before making a move.
Right.
It's not about being manipulative.
Right.
It's a calculated retreat until they feel safe to fully express themselves again.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we've got mood swings and the silent treatment.
Uh-huh.
What other secrets does this article hold when it comes to decoding a Leo man?
Well, the article then shifts gears to relationships, which I think is where this all becomes really practical.
Totally, because let's be honest. Constantly deciphering hidden signals in a relationship can be exhausting.
Exactly.
Right.
So the article emphasizes two major things when it comes to navigating a relationship with a Leo man.
Okay.
Trust and communication.
Makes sense. So how do we build that foundation of trust?
Consistency is key.
Okay. Yeah.
Leos need to know that you're the real deal.
Yeah.
That you're not going to play games with their heart.
Right.
Being genuine and straightforward with your intentions goes a long way.
So no mixed signals, no playing hard to get.
Right.
Just be upfront and honest.
Exactly.
Got it.
And on the communication front, directness is key.
Okay.
Don't beat around the bush or expect them to pick up on subtle hints.
So basically just skip the cryptic messages and tell them what you mean.
You got it.
Yeah.
Now, while direct communication is essential, the article also highlights that Leo men thrive on reassurance.
Okay.
Compliments are great, but they need to be genuine and back up with real support.
So it's not about stroking their ego with empty flattery. It's about acknowledging their efforts and showing them that you value them for who they are, shield and all.
Precisely.
Right.
It's about creating that safe space where they can let their guard down, knowing that they'll be met with understanding and acceptance.
So how do we create that space? How do we encourage a Leo man to open up when they're so used to keeping those feelings under wraps?
Well, the article offers some surprisingly practical tips, actually.
So how do we create that space? How do we encourage a Leo man to open up when they're so used to keeping those feelings under wraps?
Well, the article offers some surprisingly practical tips, actually.
Okay.
The first one is all about creating a safe and non-judgmental space.
That makes sense. It's like building a foundation of trust brick by brick.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about showing them that expressing vulnerability won't be met with ridicule or rejection.
Right.
Let them know it's okay to not be on all the time.
So how do we do that? What are some tangible ways to create that safety?
Active listening is huge.
Okay.
When a Leo man does open up, even just a little.
Yeah.
Really trying to understand where they're coming from. Put yourself in their shoes.
And maybe reflect back what you're hearing so they know you're truly present with them in that moment.
Yes. And don't underestimate the power of positive reinforcement.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be over the top, just a genuine acknowledgement of their efforts to be vulnerable.
So something like, I really appreciate you sharing that with me, or it means a lot that you felt comfortable enough to open up.
Exactly. And remember, patience is key.
Right.
You're not going to undo years of emotional armor overnight. Pressuring them will only backfire.
It's about gently encouraging them, meeting them where they are, and letting the process unfold naturally.
Yes, and this might sound unexpected, but the article also suggests engaging in activities he enjoys as a way to foster connection.
That's interesting. So instead of forcing a deep conversation, create a fun, low-pressure environment where they can relax and just be themselves.
Exactly. Shared experiences, whether it's trying a new restaurant, going on a hike, or even just watching their favorite movie together, can help build intimacy and trust over time.
It's like you're creating those causative associations with vulnerability.
Yeah.
It's not just about expressing the hard stuff.
Right.
It's about sharing joy and connection as well.
Precisely. It all circles back to that idea of creating a space where they feel safe, seen, and appreciated for who they truly are.
This has been so insightful. It's amazing how much complexity lies beneath the surface of this seemingly straightforward sign.
Isn't it fascinating? And you know me, I always like to leave our listeners with something to ponder.
A final thought to take with them on their journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
The article really honed in on the importance of pride for Leo men.
Right.
So it makes me wonder, how might a Leo man's past experiences, especially in relationships, shape the way they express or perhaps even suppress their emotions today?
That is such a good question. And it reminds us that everyone, regardless of their astrological sign, has a unique story that shapes who they are.
It's true.
Understanding those deeper layers can lead to much more fulfilling connections.
Absolutely.
So there you have it, a deep dive into the heart of a Leo man.
It was fun.
Hopefully you're walking away with a better understanding of their emotional complexities and maybe even some tools to navigate those complexities in your own relationships.
Yeah, good luck out there.
Until next time, happy exploring.